Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November the 6th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio, in the media, and our lives. Yes, indeed, we believe the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, is the greatest solution to the problems we face on a political sense, if you will, today. Yes, we're convinced the checks and balances put in place by the Founding Fathers, absolutely brilliant, one of the great restoration solutions or tools we have to make a difference. We don't preach doom and gloom for the greatest country on the face of the earth. No doubt we assess that we have problems very candidly, very appropriately. But look, assessing where we are is a good idea. Going into the negative and thinking there's no hope is a bad idea. Good, honest Americans standing together cannot be beat, will not be beat. This is the nation set up by the Almighty to prepare for the Lord Jesus Christ to return again. And we're going to do all we can to help it be the freest, most prosperous, most stable nation in the world until that time comes. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you had an absolutely delightful weekend. Hopefully it was filled with God, family, and country. And hopefully you're able to spend your time protecting life, liberty, and property, because heaven knows we need that for sure. A quick recap of Friday's broadcast, then we'll drill right into the news the networks refuse to use today. Nikki Haley tells the United Nations, quote, "You're not the boss of the United States." Well, you know what? I appreciate her saying that, but it's a lot of bark and no bite at this point. Why doesn't Donald and Nikki, if they're that serious, just pull out of the United Nations and defund it? Shut it down tomorrow. But see, they're all bark and no bite, but it's better than not even talking about it, I guess. But come on, let's have some sea change here. You can't keep doing the same things you've always done, or you're going to get what you've always got, is the point. Come on, Nikki, let's get a little more bold. Put a little bite behind that bark, would you please? All right, they say that getting rid of the individual mandate could be part of the new tax reform plan. Again, all bark and no bite. They talk. Just get rid of the mandate, would you please? We just need piecemeal legislation, single teeny pieces of legislation that rapid fire pass, vote up and down. Single, clear, one page, easy to understand, force folks on records bills. That's what we need to have. But again, I appreciate their talk about it. I hope they repeal the ACA individual mandate. I hope they do it. But I just see all bark and no bite, folks. How about you? What do the tax changes even mean? That's the reason that I'm so critical about this. I don't even know what the tax changes they're talking about mean. I heard over the weekend in a news report over 400 pages on convoluted tax deals. I mean, it's just disaster. And it really isn't better for you or me at the end of the day. It's hard to tell if it's even better. I'm self-employed. I also get a W-2 from some corporations. I don't know if I'd be bounced to the higher tax bracket or what would happen to me, because all my money is passed through from a corporation. Or, well, I should say a lot of my money. What does that mean? It means that my corporation will be taxed less, but I'll be taxed more. Wow, that really did me a lot of good. So see, there's so many games about this. I don't even know what it even means. Our prayers are that they have real tax reform. If you want to start with real tax reform, Republicans, Donald, everybody else, you've got to cut spending at government. I'm going to say that again. You've got to reduce spending no matter what you do. I don't see any of that on the table. And then most importantly, you need to shut down. That's right. I said shut down the unconstitutional weaponized IRS. Okay, you got to get rid of that thing. Until you do that, nothing you will do will make a big difference, really. Roy Moore says religious liberty comes from God and not from the Constitution. Boy, howdy, is that spot on. Our prayers are with Roy Moore. He's got about a month before the election. We hope and pray he wins. All right, I guess this guy, he's a Houston Astros shortstop, Carlos Correa, I guess is how you say his name. Anyway, he proposes to his girlfriend after the World Series. That's phenomenal news. Just imagine a guy proposing to a girl and she's saying yes in modern times. One man, one woman. Pretty soon they'll like have babies and stuff. It'll be phenomenal. The mainstream press, the liberals will go berserk. But man, are we grateful. We need more examples like that, I'll tell you what, right now. All right, that was hour one of the broadcast. Hour two, we had our guest on, Mr. Richard Mack, CSPOA.org, TheFreedomCoalition.com. We talked about the iPhone X or iPhone 10 now available. You're going to get one. Expensive as all get out. We talked about the DNC. Democratic National Committee says white men do not apply for these jobs. Wow, what a bunch of racists over there, huh? Twitter claims that a contractor employee on last day deleted Trump's account. It was down for 11 minutes. Wow. It just goes to show even the Donald can be shut down in about 2 seconds, huh? Donald needs to take an understanding of that and say, wait a minute, how is that possible? How can a single employee have that much power, especially a contractor, no less? Elizabeth Warren now admits 2016 Democratic nomination was rigged. Turns out that Hillary Clinton and crew had control of the finances and everything else of the DNC. What do you think about that, folks? Donald said it at the time. Elizabeth mocked the Donald. Now she admits Donald was right. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe goes on to say, anybody who is involved in American election interference is guilty of treason. Okay, so now Elizabeth Warren and Terry McAuliffe, are you saying that Hillary Clinton is involved in treason? Is that what you roundabout said? Well, hey, all I know is Hillary is, like the rest of us, innocent until proven guilty. But no doubt we need to bring up charges. No doubt we need to have a speedy trial. No doubt we need to have accountability. But you know what? She's committed so many criminal acts in her lifetime that, man, we just need to put her behind bars, folks. And they say mail-in ballots are trickling in and causing concerns among county clerks. So mail-in ballots are a problem. We warned that. I literally went with Kirk Crosby down to his city and talked with the, the vote custody or chain of custody person in charge there. She said, oh, Sam, there could be no fraud with mail. Now you got mail-in ballots trickling in, causing concern for all kinds of people. I told you so. I mean, how stupid are we, folks? Come on. We don't even have an election day anymore, do we? All right, there you have it. Papa John's blasting the NFL. I guess they're having financial troubles now. TripAdvisor apologizes for removing rape claims from Mexican resorts reviews. The story is that people are going to Mexican resorts. They're getting raped. They're filing their rape claims on TripAdvisor. TripAdvisor removed them. But now they're apologizing because they got caught. And now it kind of goes back to, didn't Donald Trump and others say that, you know what, a lot of criminals come across the border and rape and pillage and plunder, and everybody mocked Donald as Donald thinks every Mexican's a rapist. And it was a big old manipulated lie. But the truth is, there are criminals, folks, out there in the world. There are evil people out there in the world. And, well, now TripAdvisor is being criticized because they're letting people go into the rape lairs, if you will, by their silence. So we're allowed to speak up about sexual harassment by these movie executive people, but we can't tell you that if you go to Mexico at certain hotels that there's a chance you'll get raped because it happened to others. See, what's going on in this free speech world? It's amazing. If you're a liberal, if you're an extremist, free speech is certainly always protected. If you're a constitutional, God-fearing conservative, shut down at the pass every time. The double standard could not be more apparent. Welcome to the broadcast. That's a recap of Friday's show, available at libertyroundtable.com. For news the networks refuse to use today, it all starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, riding shotgun today. Welcome to the broadcast, sir. Hope you had a great weekend.
Thank you for having me, gentlemen. Good to be with you.
All right. Looks like Rand Paul got assaulted. He lives in a gated community. He was mowing his lawn. He got basically attacked from behind by a neighbor. And I guess it turns out that this guy is Rene Boucher. And Rene Boucher, is a doctor dealing with pain medication and stuff like that. And Rene, this guy came onto Rand Paul's property, tackled him from behind. Paul suffered facial injuries, 5 broken ribs, bruises to his lungs, and he's having trouble breathing. Injuries were worse than originally thought and reported. They say the injuries could be life-threatening. And now they don't even know when Rand Paul will be back to work. Man, that ought to really work well to slam dunk the tax reform bill through and not have a Rand Paul or somebody stop the abuse. Is this politically driven? Well, here's the latest headline. Neighbors say that Rand Paul's attacker was an avowed socialist. Chris White writes the piece on that. Very strange brew, Lowell Nelson. What do you make of this one? Well, we'll give you a chance right when we get back. I apologize. Thanks for your patience. Those breaks just come up right out of nowhere. You know what? Time flies when you're having fun on the radio, huh? Hard-hitting news that Edward Shafiz to you. So Rand Paul, senator from Kentucky, got assaulted behind a gated community at his own home. The inference, ladies and gentlemen, as they promote this nationwide, nobody is safe, okay? You'll get shot in church or you'll get assaulted at home. It's coming to a theater near you, folks, as they divide America on every fault line. Many of you have heard me talk about my vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So over the weekend, if you didn't hear, Rand Paul, a senator of Kentucky, got assaulted in a gated community at his own home. He was mowing his lawn. He got literally tackled from behind, broke five ribs, has facial injuries, literally having a hard time breathing. The injuries are way worse than they thought they were when they first reported them. And it turns out that his attacker was an avowed socialist. Lowell, what do you say about that, sir?
Well, it's not good, Sam. His next-door neighbor, apparently they share a lake there in their gated community, and this guy is ideologically opposite of Rand Paul, right? I mean, Rand Paul is ideologically opposite of him. Rand wants to end the socialistic Obamacare program, and yet the Boucher fellow, he wants to put it on steroids. He thinks it doesn't go far enough, and that's just the first item of disagreement between them, apparently. I mean, this is what the news is reporting, and so but it's absolutely wrong, Sam, for a neighbor to take out their ideological differences on someone else physically. All right, we support freedom of thought, freedom of speech, but it's not right for someone to assault someone else, to aggress against somebody else, and for such a trivial reason.
And by the way, let's be very clear: if it was a hardcore conservative that attacked, say, Hillary Clinton or any of these liberals or Barack Obama or anybody else, or even if Rand Paul or somebody else had attacked this gentleman who were diametrically opposed to, we would be saying the same thing, Lowell.
Absolutely right.
It's interesting they'd also call this a hate crime if it was, say, a white person beating up a black one, you know?
Yeah.
But I guess this isn't a hate crime.
Or if the assaulted person was Jewish or female or whatever, one of those protected classes, yeah, they would be trumpeting this from high heaven.
I thought we were all supposed to be in the protected from abuse class, lol.
Exactly right. Sam, that's my opinion. I think we all deserve, we deserve life, liberty, and property. And what that means, we should be able to be secure in our person. So I have the right to come visit and talk with you guys, but I don't have the right to come and punch you in the nose to assault you in some other way. That's just not right. And we need to be above that. It's just terribly unfortunate that his neighbor, feels this way toward him. You know, looking at the chief of staff comments about this, Sam, in one news report here, he said, quote, this type of injury is caused by high velocity, severe force.
So what this guy did is he ran at Rand while Rand was mowing the lawn and stuff like that. So as far as I understand, it was kind of a cheap shot, number one, and it was just blunt force to the back and knocked him down, smashed him and tweaked him. And, you know, I don't really even know, but it was very violent. And at first they thought, oh, the injuries aren't too bad. They say that it's a misdemeanor, but it'll probably move to a felony because of the severity of the injury. I guess the guy did not have a weapon at this point, but they're still reserving the right. They at first said the bail was $5,000 to get out, but it cost $7,500 for this guy to get out of jail. Now, this guy's a very influential doctor, too. So you're talking about a doctor and a senator behind a gated community, too. So, again, they're trying to send a message that no one's safe anywhere, lol.
Huh. Yeah, this fellow's an anesthesiologist, apparently. He's 59 years old, roughly, and, a respected member of his community right there in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And he's been, like you say, influential, and this probably comes as a pretty big surprise to the people who know him, to his neighbors. I mean, they had no idea that he would act out this way. So it's terribly unfortunate, guys. Regardless of who to whom this might happen, you know, regardless of whether it's Rand Paul or John McCain or just anybody.
I would again stand against this if it happened to John McCain, and I think John McCain's one of the biggest thugs on the planet. Nevertheless, I would again be against this. I don't support violence against anyone.
No, that's wrong. The principle of non-aggression should apply to all of us. We shouldn't hurt people, and we shouldn't take their stuff. And if
That's like redneck Ten Commandments, don't hurt me, don't take my stuff, you know? I like that.
If the government would abide by that philosophy, this world would be an entirely different place.
Amen to that. And we pray for that. Also, the shooting that took place, 26 people dead in a church on Sunday over the weekend. Shooter, of course, is dead. Same pattern as always. Some whacked out loner that's had problems with people. He assaulted his wife and child before and got kicked out of the military for it. Anyway, bottom line is thank heavens for an armed citizen who literally engaged this guy. But again, same pattern. I didn't want to go into the shooting because I don't know all the details. It's so fresh. They're still debating details and such. What I know is this. You'll probably find out again psychotropic drugs involved. You'll find out this guy was a loner, had problems with people, couldn't get along with people. You'll basically find the same pattern. And then you'll have the politicians do the same thing, run around and say, oh, guns, 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 got to get rid of guns, guns, guns. Donald Trump laying it out very succinctly. Hey, this guy had a mental disorder. It's not about guns. It's about mental illness. The problem with that discussion is you're going to back into now everybody needs mental illness scans or mental illness checkups by some government, whatever. And no matter what, we're not going down the right road on all that either. Anyway, we'll leave that for another day. But I just want to say you're going to find that it's the same pattern as always. Some loner that couldn't get along with people, anger management issues. He supposedly couldn't get a gun because of his felony or whatever, assaulting his wife and daughter or whatever. And somehow he slipped through the cracks. They don't know how he bought a gun from a gun store. And again, they're going to come back. Every one of these cases are designed to make you in fear. Every one of these cases designed to make you think they got to lock down the laws. You know, this Rand Paul behind a gated community. Now you're not even safe from the elderly. You're not safe in a gated community. You're not safe from doctors or lawyers or anybody. You're not safe anywhere. Anyway, it's a sad tale to tell, but here's the problem. We get discussing that, and we'll spend 25 hours on this next shooting, right? The bottom line is we need to turn people to God, family, and country, and if we really did that in a meaningful way, I'm telling you, most of these would go away. You'll find out this kid had a troubled past. You'll find out that his parents were probably divorced, or he had, you know, gender identity issues, or he was rejected by females, or, you know, you'll dig into his life and you'll find this pattern of isolation. Look, people need love. People need Christian teaching. And when they get those things, I'm not telling you it's impossible for somebody to run off the rails, but it's very likely. But when you take a person that doesn't have love and doesn't have acceptance in society, has never been really taught about God, family, and country, those things aren't strong. You add to that a mix of psychotropic drugs and military training, and you're surprised when the guy goes berserk and starts murdering people. You really got to ask yourself why this stuff. Look, there was a switch was flipped on many years ago. I grew up and didn't even ever hear about these things, hardly at all. Once in a while, extreme cases. Then all of a sudden, a switch was flipped, and now you hear about it almost every day. How come? What's changed? And the answer is we've turned our back on God, folks. All right, enough of that. Joel Skousen had the opportunity to speak in Highland, Utah over the weekend. Lowell was there. I think you were there too, right, Kurt? Kurt was there.
Yes, I was. And, that's right. Good point.
World Affairs
and
Brief.
Lowell was there.
World Affairs Brief. He's well known for, but he had the chance to speak, and it was a tremendous opportunity, Lowell.
It sure was, Sam. Well over 200 people were there. You know, I counted 100 chairs just inside the, inside, you know, the glass. It was held at the Highland City building, and just in the center section inside the glass. And then, of course, there were probably 30 to 40 chairs down each side. And then there was outside the glass another probably 40, 50, 60 chairs. And then there was standing room only. We actually had people. I mean, we didn't have enough chairs for everybody who came. There was probably 20, 30 people standing up all around. So, you know, I didn't count them personally. I know there's over 200, but I think the number probably approaches 300. Joel is a very popular speaker.
Yes, he talked about the Trump administration, talked about the Vegas shooting, talked about world affairs in general, huh?
He sure did. One of the, you know, anybody who's ever listened to Joel Skousen speak about the world affairs has got to be sobered, you know, by what Joel brings to the table. His perspective, you know, some say it's a pessimistic perspective, but the one thing that, you know, if they walk away with only that, then they've walked away without something very, very important. Because whenever Joel talks, he impresses upon those who listen about the importance of listening to one's conscience. He says, you know, regardless of what happens around us, we have to listen to our conscience. You know, the light of Christ within every man, woman, and child, any person born on this earth is also born with a conscience, and that's the innate ability of a person to tell what's right and wrong. You just know these things. You know by your own experience almost. I mean, it's just innate. It's part of our being.
But I want to make a point about that. I completely agree. But if you dull that and literally change that with psychotropic drugs, and you're literally taught by hostile family and anti-God situations and rejection from everybody your whole life, something changes. Let's talk about that.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com, regularly appears on Liberty Roundtable Live, spoke in Highland, Utah to over a couple of hundred citizens Friday night. He spoke about the Trump administration, the Las Vegas shootings, and world affairs in general, focused on this unique point that Lowell brought out because he attended the event. We are reminded of Joel Skousen's counsel to learn to listen to your conscience, the light of Christ within, the Spirit of the Lord, and not to be distracted by the noise that we find ourselves in. And I agree with this 100%, but you know what? If you're raised in a home without God, family, and country, without the understanding of protecting life, liberty, and property, and without a tie to the Almighty, and then you're rejected by society at large and you get military training or gun training and you dull your conscience all your life from disappointment and abuse and neglect and et cetera, et cetera. And then you add psychotropic drugs to the mix. You know what? It's very, very difficult for that to happen. But Lowell's spot on what can make the difference in everyone's lives, Lowell.
Well, you raise a great point there, Sam. Not only psychotropic drugs, but, alcohol is another drug that will dull one's senses. Dull is spelled D-U-L-L, to blunt or to dull, one's ability to hear one's conscience. Once you imbibe alcohol or psychotropic drugs of some kind, or if you engage in rudeness your whole life, you're going to find that your ability to listen to your conscience is not very, very good. Because the conscience, a person's conscience is broadened as a person becomes meek and teachable and willing to, follow that conscience. But if you repeatedly reject your conscience, if you repeatedly are angry towards people, or you hurt people, or you take their stuff all the time, and then pretty soon, you're just not able to hear your conscience anymore because that light within you fades. And becomes almost as if there is no light within you. And so, I don't know the story on this Texas shooter. I don't know the story on a lot of these mass shooters. But psychotropic drugs is one of the most common denominators in all of them. I think there's one case. There's only a single case, Sam, since the Columbine shootings 2 decades ago, where the shooter supposedly was not using psychotropic drugs, And so I think you're spot on in your analysis there of one of the chief causes, or one of the chief, I don't know if you call it a cause or a catalyst or a contributing factor, mitigating factor, I don't know, in all of these shooters is their use of or abuse of these drugs. And it's a sad thing to say, folks, but it's true, and we need to be aware of that. The reason we need to say it here loud and clear is because the lamestream media is not saying it. They don't want this to be known. The big pharma, the chemical companies, they don't want it to be known because, you know, they would hurt their bottom line, their profits. And they're in this for the money. They're in this for the power and the prestige and the money that comes along with being a successful pharmaceutical company. And so, you know, what we're here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that psychotropic drugs, there might be a place for them in a real limited use under doctor supervision. I mean, I'm not here to tell you never, ever, ever do something like that. I mean, I would never do it in my own life, but I'm not here to tell you because I believe you can choose, right? You have you're adult, you have your agency, you can choose to do that if you
you're
want.
You're pro-choice, Lowell.
Yeah, I'm pro-choice.
Pretty much, there you go. Now, yeah. One last point on this, and I agree with Lowell 100%, but I would say one last piece. Oftentimes, you'll find out they were part of the military, they were on some psychotropic or doctor-prescribed drugs, they were seeing a psychologist, a psychiatrist, they were oftentimes on other controlled substances, and then you find out when you dig that somehow there was some kind of an FBI or CIA or some kind of connection and or involvement, some kind of a mentor there, you know, you find or an associate there, a provocateur there. So many times do we sue this or see this. But Joel Skousen's point is to all of you, learn to listen to your conscience. Your conscience, the light of Christ within you, will let you know what is right and wrong, but you've got to be still. You've got to take a time out. You've got to listen to your heart, to your mind, and to your soul. You've got to take a little bit of time out and pray. Some would say meditate, fine. But I would say that the more you pray, the more you have a tether to the Almighty, if you will, the less likely any of these things will happen and the more likely that you will be guided and kept safe. Does it mean that no harm can befall you? No. But it means there'll be a huge difference in your life and in the lives of those whom you love and around you. Pay attention to the light of Christ within you. Pay attention and pray, pray, pray. All right, the Utah GOP Central Committee. I guess they had a meeting on Saturday, and it was like a Jerry Springer show, lol.
Well, that may be, Sam. I don't know that I've ever watched the Jerry Springer show, but if you're describing a party that looks schizophrenic from the outside looking in, then I guess that would be a Jerry
Springer
show.
Yeah, and it's full of violence and weird stuff go down. It's just mayhem and crazy, and you don't know who's who and what's what. And anyway, it was a battle from the inside on multi-points, huh?
Yes, and I think you can gauge how strong the liberty movement is within a party by the fuss and so-called confusion, some would say, but basically the battles that ensue inside a party. You can sort of gauge the strength of the liberty activists by just gauging how big that battle is, because you know you and I both know, Sam, that the Republican Party is not necessarily the bastion of liberty that some people would like to think it is. It is simply a vehicle by which politicians are able to get elected over and over, regardless of what they believe. In fact, most of them believe in socialism, in welfareism, in taking your money, taking your stuff, in doing violence against you.
And that's why the founders warned against parties.
Absolutely. And yet, if we do nothing, then the parties will win, right? Because those who show up are the ones who make the decisions. And so what we find here in the party in the state of Utah is a number of liberty-minded folks seeking to preserve liberty for the citizens of the state of Utah. And for those who are not in Utah, let me just give you a little broader perspective of that. The state of Utah has for decades used what we call a caucus convention system to identify candidates, the best candidates for office, who become nominees to represent the party in public office. And the caucus convention system is unique in this land because it's neighbors choosing neighbors they delegate to their neighbor, who we call a delegate, and that delegate then goes and does the heavy lifting. They interview all of the candidates, and they study the issues, they vet the candidates, they look at their legislative record, their legislative scorecards, and then they come to a decision on about which of the candidates is best for liberty and which is worst for liberty. They do this much in the same way that a jury does at a jury trial when someone is accused of a crime. You have these 12 jurors who are, it's their charge, their responsibility, their duty is to listen to all of the evidence and to make an informed decision about whether the accused is guilty or not. Well, that's what a delegate does. A delegate is charged with that duty, a sacred responsibility to vet the candidates and then make the very best choices possible. It's not possible. It's not pragmatic for, 1 million people to do that in a statewide race, right? I mean, if that's how many voters we have. We have 3 million in Utah, maybe, I don't know, maybe less, maybe let's say 600,000 people in the state of Utah to actually vet the candidates one-on-one to make an informed decision. But what they do instead is they choose 4,000 delegates, and these 4,000 delegates then go into one-on-one meetings with candidates or cottage meetings or small group meetings, and then they are able, with this one-on-one, eye-to-eye contact with the candidates, make a very good decision based on the substance of a candidate's campaign, based on their track record of previous service in office. I mean, it's a fantastic system, and because of that system, we in Utah are able to promote liberty-minded candidates, which are not necessarily the candidates with a lot of money, not necessarily the candidates with name recognition, the most popular. I mean, that is not necessarily true. It's often the uncommon man who gets chosen as the party's nominee in our process here in Utah. So that's what we have in Utah, but that's what the moneyed elite wants to get rid of here in the state of Utah.
Anyway, the battle's on. Bottom line is ethics committee violations by some of the leaders and more. It was like a Jerry Springer show, folks. Let's get to the bottom line in seconds. We've got a lot to cover and not much time on your radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so bottom line is you got ethics violations, you got a Jerry Springer event. The big battle is about voting. There's so many ways to commit vote violations or vote fraud or vote manipulations. It's beyond imagination. Finish up on this one really quick, Lowell.
Okay. Sam, I don't mind spending time on this. A national popular vote came after the meeting. There was a seminar given by the national popular vote people. And the reason I mention this is just to warn people about national popular vote. It comes across as an innovative idea, or they go through and they discuss some of the problems of presidential politics about and then after describing the problems with presidential politics, they offer a solution, and the solution they offer is this national popular vote, where states enter into a compact with one another that they will throw their electoral vote to the presidential candidate who wins the popular vote. And so, you know, this is clearly a subordination. It vitiates the Electoral College, the system designed by the founders in setting up our system of government here in this country. It undermines the voice of small states, such as Wyoming and Utah and Arizona and so forth. It just really undermines the republic, is what it does, Sam.
So where do we stand? You got a bunch of insiders doing this, and then you got this one guy busted basically for this ethics violations. This guy's a big wig. He was then the county party chair, now the state chair. What's this guy's name? Rob Anderson.
Yes. The ethics complaint was filed in 2015 when he was the chair of the county party. But because he and his lawyer bullied members of the Ethics Committee in 2015, in fact, one person even resigned from the Ethics Committee, the Ethics Committee was not interested in moving forward with the complaint because they were bullied into thinking that they would be sued, right, by an attorney. And so they finally, after Rob was no longer the chair, they reinstituted into their rules, indemnification as members of the committee. You know, they can't, just because they say that someone violated ethics, they can't be sued for saying so. And so now that they have the protection, then they finally came out with their decision. So it's 2 years later, but it took that long to get the protection, the necessary protection back around those people who brought forth this information. So it sounds like this Rob Anderson is really quite a bully, and I've been in two meetings with him so far. He kind of runs the meetings like a dictator, I guess, and I don't know. It's very interesting. In some occasions, he's very cordial. I mean, when I was speaking at the mic on Saturday, he heard me out. He ruled against me about the point of order that I raised, and so I appealed his decision, and, of course, according to Robert's Rules of Order, that means you put the question to the body, and the body decides whether to support the chair's decision or to support my point of order. And in this case, they supported my point of order. And so, you know,
But again, as long as you allow thugs to be at the top of the party, you know what? I appreciate that they ruled in your favor, but this thug just simply got, for his abuses, he just got graduated, right?
Well,
he's got more power, more authority to abuse more people.
Yeah.
Can't anybody see this?
You know what? Just imagine, though, Sam, what would happen if guys like Lowell weren't trying their best. And I know...
Well, then we wouldn't have Jerry Springer shows.
Yeah, that's right. And Lowell, you know, doing his best there, you know, at least I think gives courage to a lot of other people to stand up and say, hey, you know, so hats off to Lowell and others like him.
I joke about Larry Springer show. Let me say it this way. Without guys like Lowell Nelson, we wouldn't even know that this guy had ethics violations. This guy would just simply rock on, getting rich at taxpayers' expense while denying us more and more and more liberty every day, and there'd be no check and balance. So Lowell's doing a phenomenal job, him and many others, by the way.
Yeah, and many others. That's an important point to emphasize. The Davis County people, they knew about Rob Anderson because he chaired their party for 2 years, and they tried to warn the rest of the 4,000 delegates about it, but nevertheless, he was elected. And so they're very familiar with this Rob Anderson guy, and And so there's more than a third of the State Central Committee who understand the dangers here and are working with me, and or I'm working with them, one of the two. But basically, we are working together to preserve the liberties that we enjoy here in the state of Utah. We're not going to go down easy. We're not going to let them move us into a direct democracy, which is their end game. That's their end game.
Of course it is. They believe in that. They talk about it all day long. Democracy, democracy, democracy. Never mind the fact that we're not a democracy, never have been, and we pray never will be.
That's right, Sam. I just noticed, you know, when you told me about Rand Paul's story, I went to the Washington Post and read the story there. But the byline under the Washington Post, listen to this, it struck me. It says, democracy dies in darkness. What in the world does that mean? This is the Washington Post, the fake news capital of the world, and they're telling me that democracy dies in darkness? I mean, it's a false premise anyway.
Well, and it's false on so many fronts. We could debate that for an hour, and we could explain that and talk about that. You know, it's a lie. We reject democracy. Okay, yeah. Now I know we have a democratic republic, but that's a completely different thing than a pure democracy, folks. Understand it. The sooner you do, the better. Anyway, is this guy going to get any, have any accountability for the ethics violations, or is it just no big deal?
Well, one of the things we did was we added to the agenda a motion to censure him.
Yeah, that means give him a slap on the hand and say, don't do that anymore. And then what will happen is he'll just get more power and more authority, unless enough of us stand up, folks. And I don't mean that negative. Again, I'm not trying to be negative with these comments. What I'm trying to do is let you understand what we got to do to change it.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Lowell.
It turns out that the fellow who, you know, the people who brought forward the motion to censure were really not really tied in with my group. And so we wondered to ourselves, now, are they doing this so that they can prevent his removal? Because, you know, a bunch of us wanted to remove him as chair. And instead, they sort of beat us to the punch by adding to the agenda a motion to censure.
Yeah, see, in my opinion, that's a way to say, look, we realize this is a problem. Let's go ahead and slap him. Let's tell everybody we know he did wrong, but let's make sure that it's not life-changing. It's kind of like what I say about Donald Trump. They love him there. He may not be their friend, and he may not be going along with what they want, but as long as he stays within their bounds, he will be tolerated and loved and supported and continue his office. If he decides to abolish the Education Department or audit and end the Fed or get us out of the unconstitutional wars or, you know, anything that really matters, shut down the IRS, anything that has real change in it, I'm telling you, they'll shut down the Donald. Until then, they're happy to mock him and let him, you know, have these, you know, warfare on Twitter. They'll let him do whatever he wants as long as he doesn't get anything really done. And that's the case here, Lowell.
Right. The people wanted to censure the chair because of a decision he made last week. Right in the middle of the week, he just up and decided that we're going to end the lawsuit. Now, the lawsuit...
Yeah, by the way, what are you going to do about it, is what his attitude is.
Exactly. He says, look, I'm the chair of the party. I'm deciding we're ending the lawsuit. And he instructed the attorney to go end the lawsuit. And boy, did that make people mad. I mean, I had telephone calls from precinct chairs. And
but not mad enough.
Well, yeah, we didn't move, make it loud enough. We didn't even get to that item on the agenda, Sam, because of they basically delayed and filibustered and did all kinds of stuff. We never got to the motion to censure. So if we're going to censure him, it'll have to be in a future meeting. And if we remove him, it'll have to be in a future meeting.
But they have so many ways to manipulate this. You just pointed out several of them in the Jerry Springer example. Another one, headline, two Cedar Hills candidates disqualified after failing to file campaign finance reports. By law, they got disqualified because they didn't file paperwork on time. Guess who one of them was?
Probably a good guy.
Kurt Crosby. Kurt?
That's what I thought. The best man in the race, yeah. They want to get rid of him because they don't want, they worry that he might win. Even if the people, they worry that the people might vote him in.
Now, if it was Hillary, they'd say, my goodness, she was traveling, didn't mean to, we'll make an exception, let her file it late. If it was Barack Obama, same thing, kind of thing. If it's Kurt Crosby, they'll just shut him right on down. Now, Kurt, I want you to respond to this, and I'm going to defend your position on this. You should have filed the paperwork. We all agree with that, okay? We're not trying to violate the law. We get that there's paperwork that needs to be filed. My problem is the timing they have on this whole thing, the circumstance, the details they have on this whole thing seems circumspect to accomplish the very goal that in this case happened. Your thoughts, Kurt?
Well, you know, one of the things, and I will say, ladies and gentlemen, that I don't hold the, you know, people at fault or any of the city or whatever. But I find it interesting that, you know, when you look back at our country, I doubt that George Washington and crew really had all these papers to fill out and these deadlines and timelines to meet when they were running for office. You know, that said, I will tell you in this instance, because I am, you know, what some called an habitual candidate, you know, I try to participate in what I feel is the great American system, and even if there's a whole lot of errors and problems with it, I try to be part of it. In this case, when I signed up, you know, like 6 months ago or whatever it was that you had to be there, there was only one other candidate running for mayor. I felt like, hey, it gave me no real option. I needed to do that. And so I paid the $35 and signed up. At that time, they gave me some, you know, batch of paperwork. Included in there was the instructions that on the 31st of October, which would have been a week before the general election, there was, you know, some form that I should have turned in. I remembered doing this a number of times before, and each time I had a primary, and so I, you know, before had these reports to do after the primaries. You know, because I remember this one wasn't a primary, then I wasn't going to have one, I thought, before. And I had been receiving a number of emails from the city telling me about the different committees and all these things. And so I had put that into spam and so hadn't seen this notification. That's my excuse, if you will. But I could tell you that anybody else probably would have got a call on Halloween when I was out handing out flyers and said, hey, you better come up here and fill out
your
form.
It on that note, because I want to come back and talk about that very point Kurt's making right at the end here. Lowell's got a drop off. He's got a busy schedule today. We missed a couple of the points Lowell wanted to talk about. Hopefully we'll get to them next week. We appreciate you, Lowell. Godspeed, sir. CampaignForLiberty.org.
Thanks for having me, gentlemen. Godspeed.
He always does a phenomenal job. We're going to come back and talk about this next hour as well. Sam and Kurt on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues. Ladies and gentlemen, this nation shall endure.